you guys are just gonna have to stay there. As you know, if you know me, whoops. If you know me at all, you know that that is one of my favorite things to read in all the gospel. You brood of vipers. Don't take it personally, I'm not talking about you. So, all right, we've got a lot going on today. Second Advent. So good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. I wonder how John's voice was, the level of it, the depth of it, when he said to these religious leaders who were coming in hope, if you will, to be baptized, when really what they hoped for was recognition. For some, baptism was only an outward sign, a show, not a genuine public repentance of sin. Just a show. Not a life-changing act. John is reminding those that hear him preach that the time is coming, the fulfillment of the prophecies that God will judge humanity for its lack of loyalty to God and to God's commandments. We still wait. We wait during Advent. What is it that we wait for? We wait for Jesus coming as a little babe, that moment, and we realize in that moment how serious this all is, that God would present himself as a newborn child. We are called to be baptized in the name of Jesus, not just for forgiveness of sins in our time, but also as a commitment to our Lord Jesus to follow his commandments and lead the way in the world of his desires. Body, soul, mind, and spirit changes in our lives when we become baptized, when we become Christ's own forever. In Advent, we are called to wait. Waiting does not mean sitting around doing nothing. Waiting on the Lord calls us to take a time out to examine our relationship with our Savior, to hear and to heed the prophets, including John the Baptist. It is paramount to put aside all the distractions in our lives to make room for the fullness of God's love for us. In our Eucharistic prayers, we declare that we were created by God, but we let God down. We turned our backs on him. We have not put God nor the creation at the forefront of our lives. It reads in A, it's in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we have fallen into sin, you sent Jesus. And then B, to reconcile us to God, to be the goodness revealed to us in the magnificence of Christ and the creation, and the ultimate gift in sending Jesus out of error into truth, sin into righteousness, death into life. You brought forth the human race for the good and protection of the creation, but we turned against you, betrayed your trust, and turned against one another. You formed us in your very image, giving the world to our care, but we disobeyed you. But you didn't desert us. You continued to care for us, and you sent Jesus. You sent Jesus to us to be the final act of reconciliation to us, to God. This is it, folks. We don't know when Jesus will come again. We just need to be prepared. We need to wait. I think last week I said, how many of us wake up in the morning and the first thing out of our mouths is, I wonder if Jesus will come today. Be assured he will come. Those who just give lip service and claim that Jesus is the Savior of our world and our life, but do not live that promise, But they live in direct opposition to that claim. And Jesus will look down and say, "You brood of vipers." Now, wait a minute. Let's take the waiting time to prepare for something. Let's prepare for the joy of Christmas. But in the meantime, we don't want to jump into the joy too soon. I know that's difficult because the lights are beautiful. And my kids used to hate me growing up when I wouldn't let them decorate the tree until Christmas Eve. Now they shun me by decorating everything like Thanksgiving time. Prepare to be baptized and reconciled. Then live into what Jesus is calling us to do. Is it scary? Heck yeah. Heck yeah, it's scary. Jesus knows our fears and our doubts. Believing in him and walking in his ways keeps us out of the pit of vipers. We don't know the schedule, but like the thief in the night, we darn well better be ready when he does come. Defeat fear. Trust and know God. Fear not, for I am with you, promises God. So, what? Oh, today's just going to be one of those days. What is it? Oh, I know. Okay. I'm sorry, baby. The other day, as Wilhelmina. And I were reading today's scripture. She remembered a time when her great, 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 you know those greats, grandmother, was really afraid, really feared that she was not going to be okay. And she wants to share that story with you. And it has a lot to say, but as usual, she refuses to say it, and she wants me to do so. So, it was a hot day and the ground was dusty and sandy. Whitney, that's her great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother's name. Whitney could feel the gritty sand as the wind carried it deep into her wool. She realized she had taken a wrong turn. She was on her way to a gossip session with her friends. She looked around. Nothing looked familiar. Where was she? She turned and a 360-degree spiral and did nothing but to get make her dizzy. She decided she needed to lie down and get oriented. So she lay down in the sand, hoping that someone would find her. No one came. She closed her eyes, hoping that when she opened them again, this would all be a bad dream. She opened her eyes, nope, she was still lost in the desert. She began to think about all the mean and bad things she had done in her life. And she thought about all the good things also. See, Whitney was a bit of a selfish sheep. I know, it's embarrassing. She helped people, but only if she got something out of it. And the bad things? Well, they were just bad. Fear and despair took her over, and she began to cry. Meh, meh. Just as she was about to give up hope, she heard a commanding voice. It didn't seem too far away. Maybe she could find help, and maybe all was not lost. With all her strength, she brushed herself off and pushed herself up and stood up and began a journey towards the voice, towards hope. And what she found was not in any way what she expected. The man that she found was gnarly, and he was snacking on locust cereal, ugh, covered with honey, ew. And people were lined up along the river. Whitney heard that the man's name was John. So she shook herself, and as she did, all that sand that had seeped into her wool just flowed out. She noticed that he was dunking people in the water, and she heard someone say forgiveness. that the water made them clean of all the bad things they had done. And they were telling about all the wrong they had done. And suddenly she heard John call out, "You brood of vipers!" He was looking at a group of people that were laughing and making fun of what people confessed, and they were waiting in line to be baptized, but only for show, because they hadn't declared any of their wrongdoings. John made it clear that this was nothing to laugh at. So Whitney kind of, you know, hoof-toed, you know, she can't tiptoe, she doesn't have toes, she has hoof-toe. She hoof-toed up kind of behind John, and she called to him, "Meh." And he turned around and looked at her and led her to the water because she seemed like she needed a drink. And in that moment, she was filled with a new feeling of what it meant to be a sheep. And she realized all of a sudden that she was not just any sheep. She was God's sheep. And she vowed on that day to be more caring and more understanding. What does it take for us to have that realization? What has to happen in our lives, or does anything have to happen in our lives for us to realize that we are not in and of ourselves, but we are in and of God? Whew, that's a lot. God came to save us. And it is our obligation to declare Jesus as our Savior and do his work and do his will in the world to make the place a better life, a life a better place. Each of us, when we leave this place, does not go into the world. They go into worship. Amen. I invite you to stand and to say with me the words of the Nicene Creed, which is the statement of faith of our church. We believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things are made. For our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son.
With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets.
We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people. Creator God, we pray for the church and for the world, that the keeping of Advent may open our hearts to your abundant love. Lord, hear our prayer. That the light of Christ may break apart the darkness of seeking our own will instead of your will, thus distorting our relationship with you.